Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
All right, the number one story today is the brawl in Cleveland last night between the Browns and the Steelers.
Thursday night foot brawl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and this was classic, right? Myles Garrett ripping off Mason Rudolph's helmet and conking him on the head with it. Really? Marcus Pouncey going nuts.
We have three TVs on in the studio right now, all three on different channels, all three showing Myles Garrett going crazy with a helmet in his hand.
Apparently, Stephen A. Smith had a conniption fit this morning on First Take. Apparently, this incident was peak oil for First Take.
Oh, I thought he'd be talking about the Knicks' big win.
No, he's not doing that. Not doing that. All right, the NFL has spoken. Here's the long and the short of it. There's a lot of fines, $250,000
to each organization.
What does the NFL do with that money? Is that Christmas party stuff? The big one, though, Myles Garrett, his suspension is indefinite, but it will be a minimum of all of this year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were just talking with Doug and Wolf on the switchover in between the shows, and Doug brought up a good point. The NFL probably thinking, okay, let's not put a number on it, because if the Browns make the playoffs, we put a number on it, and it's too short, he's going to be eligible for the postseason. I think they handled this swiftly. Uh-huh. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Uh-huh.
I think they handled it correctly because Myles Garrett does get the indefinite suspension. Larry Ogunjobi is suspended for one game. Marquise Pouncey suspended for three games for his retaliation on it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to spend a lot of time talking about everything that unfolded last night and how little sense it made in the context of where they were in the football game.
Yeah, stupid, right? Just like
a couple
the Browns,
of meaningless snaps,
like
and you go into the
to
locker
take
room.
A victory over Pittsburgh and turn it into this.
Yeah,
so Browns.
Yeah,
it really is.
They finally get over the hump with Pittsburgh, and this is what happens.
That's what happens. All right, we're gonna get into that moment.
Browns gonna brown.
Yeah, they are. I hate that. I hate that twist of phrase.
Hey, I'm just living my best life over here, Bick. Totes.
Oh, man. I'm having a hard time moving past that.
All right, move on, fam.
All right. If that's woke, I don't want to be woke. All right, the Arizona Cardinals, the San Francisco 49ers, just days away in San Francisco. I nearly picked the Cardinals to win this game in Bick's Picks.
Really?
I think they got a really good shot of winning this game. I know that sounds ridiculous.
You're not really alone in that. I know John Clayton feels the same way. I don't share that opinion.
Okay.
Speaking of helmet violence in the NFL.
Yeah.
Did you see the video coming out of Santa Clara from the Monday night game? The 49ers fan drunkenly running up to the Joe Montana catch statue and grabbing onto the face mask of the statue and ripping it right off.
Oh, he did not.
Yeah, he got arrested. They have a camera fixed on the statue. I saw the video.
That's horrible.
Last night, and I was like, good gravy. They need to stop serving alcohol in football.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Or at least they need to quit serving it in such incredible abundance.
Hey, they stop in the fourth quarter.
Right. Horse meet barn that is empty.
Yes.
Or barn meet horse that is left.
Yeah, so we obviously are going to have a lot of Cardinals 49ers preview. The David Johnson question lingers. Lots of different angles. Steve Keim was on with Doug and Wolf for his weekly visit this morning. So a lot of different avenues to go down with the Cardinals.
All right, last night in downtown Phoenix, the Suns got back to their winning ways. They handled the Hawks fairly easily after a sluggish first half. Kelly Oubre went off, predictably, I guess you would say, after a really bad game against the Lakers.
Yeah,
Alex Len was monstrous last night.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't all positive for the Suns. I do think, you know, at the end of it, when you look at the ease with which they were able to win in a game where two of their key starting five, Ricky Rubio and Aaron Baines, did not play well.
True.
And you mentioned it, Alex Len, not only Alex Len, but Damian Jones, their starting center for Atlanta, had their way with the bigs of the Suns last night.
Now, we know Aaron Baines is a big physical player. This is the shame of Alex Len. Alex Len was physically dominating Aaron Baines at times last night.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks to the potential that kid had that he never really has realized. And last night he had it in him because he was in Phoenix.
And he was getting booed every time he touched the ball.
He was getting booed every time he touched the ball. But, man, that kid is just, it's, whatever.
My reaction was he was getting booed because of the comments he made about the Suns organization in the offseason. Like, they held his career back, and you're just like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe he was right.
Could have been.
I mean, that's just a one-game sample. He actually looked good last night, but yeah, the Suns now.
Either way, a fairly routine 16-point victory for the Suns.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think now, if you've got a two-game sample, the thing that worries me about the Suns, this interior defense has been bad two games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They got to shore this up somehow, some way, because other teams are going to be pounding them now. All right, but the good news is they can make a game like that look routine and easy. So,
the Hawks were shorthanded going in. They lost a couple players to ejection during the game. So, that fourth quarter, they didn't have a whole lot of bodies left. But, yeah, the Suns took care of business against the team they should beat, and they did it rather handily.
Yeah, all right. Arizona State wins their home opener against, what, Chuck Schick's alma mater? Out Northern, what was that school he went to?
St. Copius of Northern.
They beat Central Connecticut State, but that's all I could think of was that St. Co. Right, the Danny. Where'd you go to school? Where?
Did you see the television? I know this because I was at the Suns game. I got to the arena last night, and I forgot to set up my DVR to tape to record the ASU game.
Okay.
So I did it on the app. And the television description that was written for that game, because it's the Central Connecticut State Blue Devils and the ASU Sun Devils, it started out with, it's a battle of the underworld or something like that. And I was that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Throw that in the updates.
Wasn't much of a battle, put it that way.
It wasn't. 90-49 Sun Devils. They did get their two suspended players back in Tayshaun Cherry and Romello White. They didn't play a lot of minutes, but they were on the court. Easy win for the Sun Devils last night.
Yeah.
Speaking of easy wins, U of A had an easy win against San Jose State as well.
Wow. Okay.
And they're looking good.
Yeah. Look at Jared Garland back there. If that's actually Jared Garland.
He looks rather... Can you tell under all that facial hair?
What word would we use to describe the way you look?
Hairy?
Swarthy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's it.
Furry.
Very much so. Right.
Jarrett is a full participant in, what do they call it, Movember, where he doesn't shave during the month of November.
Yeah.
And he's doing a hell of a job raising awareness for whatever it is.
Whatever it is he's raising awareness for. All right, college football this weekend. What did you want to touch on, Vinny?
Well, ASU, U of A got games against the Oregon schools.
Mm-hmm. Oregon State for ASU.
26-point spread in Eugene for Oregon over Arizona.
Uh-huh.
I think that's an easy cover.
Well... I got a funny feeling about this Wildcats team and what they might do this weekend.
Really?
I don't know.
What's with you and all these funny feelings? Are you sure all you did yesterday was watch School of Rock and a Suns game?
That's all I did. Okay. I swear. All right, so college football, we'll get into that a little bit today. And then the Coyotes lose to the Wild last night and that road trip, and there you go.
Yeah, they can't beat the Wild. They beat the Stanley Cup champs of the last 2 years on back-to-back nights, but now they've lost two straight to the Minnesota freaking Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are home to start a three-game homestand on Saturday. By the way, we've got to mention this, too. National League MVP voting, Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers won it. Not a surprise there. Ketel Marte of the Diamondbacks finished fourth in the ballot.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. We wanted, and that's props to Vinny for wanting to give props to Ketel Marte. That's no joke. Finishing top five.
Yeah.
For a team that was expected to do nothing, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And just hopefully a sign of things to come for Ketel Marte.
Mike
what
Trout
a breakout
won,
season.
Yeah, Mike Trout won in the American League.
Over and Alex Bregman.
Yeah, good.
If you're a voter, in hindsight's 20/20, do you vote for a guy who's always injured, who plays on a bad team, or do you vote for a guy who knows what pitch is coming?
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's real easy to put up MVP credentials when you know what pitch is coming all the time.